The Karoo region of South Africa is beautiful, and it is one of those areas that typify the agritourism. And I urge every South African to always visit the area if they can. But it can also have unforgiving summers and unforgiving winters. By that I mean extremely hot weather in certain periods during the summertime, and also extremely cold weather in certain periods. And that weather variation, it can be a blessing, because it means then that the vegetation that grows in the area which the sheep in the Karoo region feed on is the one that gives the distinct taste in the meat, the distinct feel in the wool of the sheep that are farmed in that area. And those extreme weathers also means that there is perhaps less a disease occurrence in livestock in that area, because one farmer often jokes and say the weather is so cold that it kills every viruses, and it gets so hot that everything dies. But that extreme weather variation also can present some challenges for some farmers. There's a small town outside of Fraserburg called Williston. It's between a town called Carnarvon and Fraserburg, the Williston town. It had a stretch of an area there which had not received rain for quite some time. And in times like that, the farmers do struggle, and one often has to rely on buying feed to keep their livestock going. And given that there's very little economic activity in that area, sheep farming is one of those major economic activity that one sees. When then there are dry weather conditions, you tend to see the impact of that in the towns, in the communities, and it can be pretty much devastating. But in recent weeks and days, I have heard from a couple of farmers that there's been some patchy rain in some parts of the Karoo, which they think is, of course, constructive, and it helps as we start the summer season. But this rain has not been as widespread. It is what some farmers call the jealous rain. It is a term in Afrikaans, I just can't frame it quite correctly. But it's the rain that is patchy. You will see your neighbor receiving some excellent rains, and they are felt getting better, while the other guy down the road is actually not receiving as much rain. And that's the sort of a feel that we were seeing. And of course, these early rains at this time in the Karoo region, they do help, and we hope that as the summer period unfolds, we are able to get more rain in the coming months. And certainly, in the 2024-25 summer season, I would say some areas around Carnarvon and even in Fraserburg and all the way down, they did manage to get a bit of rain. It is only now where I was hearing stories of some of the farmers that were already relying on the feed. So we will be watching to see how the weather conditions unfold in the Karoo region. And if then it continues to rain, and rain not as patchy, but really more decently, so that the vegetation can pretty much recover, one can know that we will continue to have a reasonably better period in that region, because I doubt that many farmers there would be able to sustain the issue of always relying on feed. But as the season unfolds and we receive more information from folks that will be on the ground there, I will definitely make sure that I provide an update on that. But I think as we head towards the summer holidays, I'm still of the view that if one can, agritourism is one of the things that we have to always focus on, especially for towns that are in that Karoo area, given the perspective that I've provided now, that when there are tough conditions in agriculture, you see that the economic activity there pretty much shrinks quite significantly. And I think that in terms of agritourism, making sure that if one can spend a few nights in some of the guest house, in some of the villas, in some of the tourism regions within the Karoo region, then that's certainly something that I think one should explore. But equally, I think for the medium and the long term, the government in that area should work on making sure that at least the roads and any other public infrastructure are in shape, so that agritourism can pretty much take shape well, and also that the managers of those towns, although they receive little income, to make sure that the towns remain pretty much clean and they are beautified, so that when people make stops, they can go to the bandies, they can go to the restaurant and spend a bit of money. And of course, that contributes to some little vibrancy in some of those towns. But broadly, as South Africa, we are yet to think and come up with a strategy of agritourism, so that South Africans know that even for the short lefts, as well as for the festive seasons like this, we do not only go and visit the coast, but we can explore even the central regions of South Africa. And the Karoo has a lot to offer for in terms of the cuisines are in the area, in terms of some of the products that are produced, in terms of fashion in there. And there's usually one of the important but big shows that showcases all of the work and the value chain of the ship industry that we usually have there, the Karoo Winter Festival. And if you go to that festival, it happens somewhere around June each year. One gets to get a feel from the ship farming side all the way to the clothing industry. But then the key thing is about how do we roll that out so that there are at least some places and stops where people can be able to go and view some of the things and make sure that they taste the food in the regions, but also they can spend a few days and experience those unforgiving summers and unforgiving winters, because at least in a few days of being experiencing that extreme heat of the Karoo would be quite an experience. But I think in the evenings, when one gets to enjoy the quietness, the clear skies, no light pollution, there's a lot more to experience in that great region of South Africa. But I think the core thing now, which I am happy about, is the fact that some regions have started receiving rains, and I hope that those rains could contribute on improving the grazing felt in those areas. And what we are praying and hoping for now is that the greater Karoo region can begin to receive some nice rain. I know that in the northern regions of the Northern Cape, the Kalahari part of the Northern Cape, the agricultural activity is looking decently. We were just there talking to table grape farmers, and what we saw both in the fields as well as just talking to them and getting a feel of how are they thinking about the season. It's an excellent period in the Kalahari part of our country, where there seems to have been some bit of a tough winter is in certain regions of the Karoo, not the entire Karoo. And I think these rains, then the summer rains, will change all of that reality and place us in a good path. Because if the Karoo vegetation improves, remember, then that builds already on an optimistic picture for the national side of South Africa, because we are generally expecting some good rainfalls, the La Nina rains, and all of that will support the agricultural activity in much of South Africa, crop farming, fruit farming and vegetables, and all of the agricultural activity, and even the grazing felt for the livestock in much of South Africa. So excellent rains in the Karoo add to that, which ultimately to us then, that provides us with this period of a recovery in South African agriculture. And of course, the recovery is not uniform, because we still have an animal disease challenge in South Africa, which is a foot and mouth disease that is affecting the cattle industry. But fortunately for sheep farmers, they are not experiencing on that, and they continue to export their products to China and some of the other countries. And we want to make sure that even in the livestock industry, we get a handle of this disease so that farmers can really recover and we can stop talking about an uneven recovery in the South African agricultural sector and begin to speak more of a widespread recovery. So we will be watching the Karoo, but if you are driving across South Africa this December, make sure that you stop in one or two towns. I also enjoyed very much time in Loxton within the Karoo region. It's one of the beautiful areas that you can stop at if you are touring across the country and looking at what places you can pretty much experience, grab a meal, talk to a few people, and see what their culture and activities are looking like in there. That is part and parcel of agritourism, but also that is part and parcel of deepening our understanding of our country, South Africa.